This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
One of the all-time greats, I would argue, emergency top five. You can let it breathe, Sean. Emergency top five sing-along bar songs in the history of music. What do you say?
Awesome.
I mean, you got Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Yep.
John Denver.
Mr. Brightside.
What?
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
By the way, alumni.
Closing Time.
All right, here we go. You got no way to hold them. No
way to hold them. Wiggy.
Right. You made the TV movie back in the 80s.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a starring Kenny Rogers.
That is the gambler.
As the gambler. It was a made-for-television film.
I remember it.
Well done, Wiggy.
Yep. You know what's amazing about music is it can bring you right back to a moment and everything is crystal.
Yeah.
Like, I remember BC. I mean, I was at BC sophomore year. Red Sox. Derek Lowe strikes out Terrence Long, does the jock shot. Red Sox win Game 5, one of the best underrated games, 2003 Game 5, spectacular. They then advanced to the ALCS to play the Yankees, ran down, there was like Red Sox-Yankee stuff, but that was the song we played.
That's
right
the
after
song,
the game, we
the
went
so-
down, and I like I could remember everything about that.
It's probably
that.
The only thing you remember from BC. Wait,
I didn't have clothes on.
All right, speaking of not having clothes on, I know we're at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational. PGA Tour player Jake Knapp will join us at 9:20. I know we have to get back to the rest of the news. However, our good friend Ty Law reached out, wants to plug something.
What?
Literally a minute. I know it's rare, but is that okay with everybody?
I mean,
I always like to hear from Ty.
Ty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, I like the way you say that, take you back to that time. I don't know how you get that time from that song, but it is an all-time classic. But, I mean, you threw me off with that one, when it took you back to. But it was a good time. Good song. All time great. But,
I mean, guys, are you a Kenny Rogers fan, Tyler?
No, I can't say I'm a fan of that song. I can't sit there recount a bunch of Kenny Rogers songs. I'm not going to come up there and lie to our listeners like that. You know, I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's a great song right there. But, guys, I know y'all at Foxwoods. I just wanted to let our listeners know. The Apex coming up on Sunday. We got to come hope for the best. Come watch the game at Apex in Marlboro. We're going to be getting down watching, doing a watch party. We're going to bowl. We're going to go karts. We got to do something to pass the time.
Yeah.
In case we start getting our ass kicked. That's all. We're going to hope for the best. And we're going to have a good time. So come up to Apex in Marlboro, everybody. You guys should come too. Ain't nobody going to be doing nothing in New England. Ain't nobody going to be at the stadium. So come on up to Apex and hang out with me. We have some Corvus Vodka and hang out and have a good time.
Okay. So what time you get there? Like noon? Oh, that's a 4 o'clock game. Like 3?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. I'll get there around 3 o'clock, so we're going to stay out throughout the game. But come hang out up at Apex if you ain't doing nothing in New England. We appreciate it. Let's just cheer our Patriots on. Hopefully get us a win. We keep them in prayer so we can get us a win.
All right. Ty Law, thank you.
Good job, brother.
We'll see you in the studio, I think, next Tuesday. Am I correct about that?
He's gone.
Okay. I think Ty said in the studio.
He did.
Yes.
He'll be back
Tuesday next week. Of course, Monday on this show, Gerard Mayo. Probably not getting a lot of sleep after the return trip, but I think he said he plans on being on with us at Gillette on Monday morning at around 9 or so. So
love it.
And Boomer Esiason at 8 on Monday, on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Do you think the Patriots will be favored against the Dolphins, given their current quarterback situation?
I mean, I guess it depends. If they somehow keep this game close Sunday, I guess maybe.
They have to keep it close, though.
Apparently, Shine would know this better than I. You don't even get 3 points for home field advantage anymore.
No, it's changed. Ever since COVID, really, it's kind of changed. It's more like a point and a half in most places, sometimes two, depending on the location. Like Seattle would probably get 2 to 2.5 points just because there's an actual advantage there. But when it comes to a place like New England, it's like a point and a half most times.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, listen, maybe somehow they keep it close on Sunday. Maybe Gerard Mayo's right, and Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance of winning against the 49ers.
There's a chance.
A depleted 49ers roster. Mm-hmm.
The most talented quarterback in San Francisco, 4 o'clock, will not be on the field. I believe Drake May is more talented than Brock Purdy.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. If you gave Drake May what Brock Purdy has, he'd be a MVP.
Why the constant disrespect when it comes to Mr. Irrelevant?
I know, it's sad.
I don't understand it.
Because he's done so well.
Anybody who knows how to throw a forward pass can have success in Kyle Shanahan's offense. Look at Matt Ryan, who we all believe to be a great player. When he was with Shanahan, he was the MVP.
Really good. Yeah.
He raises the quality of play at that position unlike anybody else in the NFL right now.
All right, what do we have left for news, Courtney?
Well, we're going to go back to the Brian Laundrie, Gabby Petito case. We haven't talked about that in a long time, but police have released body cam footage from that case. The footage shows the police arriving at Laundrie's parents' home in Florida when they were searching for Gabby Petito. Now, if you forget what this case was all about, Gabby Petito was a bit of a YouTuber. She was documenting her cross-country travel with her boyfriend, Brian.
During the pandemic. A lot of people did that. They got into a van or whatever, and they drove around the country.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this did not go well.
Correct. Yeah. She went missing. Her body was eventually found.
He killed himself, quote unquote.
Yep. But it shows Laundrie's parents not really cooperating. Here's a bit of the audio of that.
You don't want to talk to us? Okay, she's on the phone. You don't want to talk to her now?
No.
Okay, when was the last time that you saw Brian and Gabriel?
Well, Brian is here.
Brian is here?
Yeah, and that's all I'm missing.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
I mean, we talked about this a lot at the time. The parents, like,
had to have known.
And I understand it's your son, but, like, what would you do? Like, wouldn't you, even though it's your son, like, wouldn't you cooperate with the police?
Very difficult. I don't know. If it's my boys or my daughter or something.
Oh, come on, Wiggy. You're a great parent.
I am a great parent. Well, I would hope that they would never do that and put me in that situation.
No, I understand that.
I remember.
After yesterday, Wiggy could not afford a good attorney.
I remember when I used to be on the radio on another station.
Jammin'?
And they tried to call.
Was it Jammin'?
Was
it Pebbles?
Yeah, it was over there.
Okay.
And they tried to call my mother and say that they were the police and they wanted to know where I was on said night.
Oh, sounds like mother, a, was that like a wacky phone?
Yeah, like a wacky phone thing.
A jam scam?
Yeah.
Oh, like I love the jam scam. Okay.
I liked those. And,
how did that go? Did
and my mother
believe?
Was like, yeah, he was right here with me all night long. Yeah, we were sitting here watching television. Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, you know, I definitely, you know, we'd never want to be. But when it's your kid, it's like.
Yeah, but that is. I just feel like it's karma. Like, if you don't engage and help in that situation, because you're not going to do anything that's going to further impugn your child. You're just
right.
going to find them.
Right.
And the same thing, Koberger, the dad driving across country, 1,000%.
I don't think he knew. I don't think Koberger's dad.
You think the dad knew?
I don't think
1,000%.
Because I think they had this planned, the cross-country.
Why did they take those weird roads that weren't on the highway?
But he was driving. Koberger was driving.
Right. I'm sorry. I think the father knows there's an interstate nearby. Right. Why are you taking this
weird.
Elusive route?
So, Courtney, so you think the dad just suspected it or knew, like, that Koberger had told him?
I think it could have been unspoken. But everything about that trip, flying out to drive back, and the timing of it, and then there was things around the house that were missing when they got there. There was like no silverware or something. There's very
he
odd
was throwing,
behaviors.
He was throwing the trash out
right.
in the neighbor's trash
right.
bins. So I mean, but that was after the drive. I think maybe he was acting a little bit weird on the
acting
drive.
A little weird. Then, he's a complete psycho.
Yeah, but if the dad, and I don't know much about this case. I remember it, but if the dad. If the kid never had any issues in the past that would maybe make the dad have red flags, maybe he's just unaware. You know what I mean? He's just figuring like we're going on this drive or whatever.
Well, he flew out to drive the car back home
right.
with them for the holidays.
Right. Okay. So yeah, maybe he's just like if there's no pattern of like my son has some type
violence,
of issues,
yeah.
violence with his ex-girl or, you know, his girl at the time or whatever, maybe he's just like, I don't know.
Well, and this wasn't none of the four are directly connected to Brian Koberger. So
okay.
They went to two different colleges
right.
in the same area, but in the beginning it would seem that Brian Koberger has no relation to any of the four victims.
Do you think if your child is a psycho that you know it and acknowledge it?
Ooh, that's like, a good question.
You want to get my dad on the phone?
That is a good question.
I think if you're saying like certified psycho, I would say yes because there would be some type of behavior.
You're not in denial though?
Like your house pets go missing?
Yeah, did you ever see the Jeffrey Dahmer?
House long to die in cold?
Well, no, you ever see the Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
So there might be some type of behavior there that would lead you to think like, oh, I remember that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if he's a certified psycho.
Well, watching the Menendez brothers, Monsters, like, does that make you nervous that your kids could kill you?
What did you think of that?
I haven't finished it.
Uh-huh.
It was good for a while. It's like six episodes.
Way too long.
You thought it was long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scene of them killing the parents and then going back to the scene and then the phone, the 911 call.
Yeah.
It is spooky.
Well, the two of them were both psychos.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and odds are, if your kids are psychotic, you are. So maybe it is more difficult for the parent to see something if they themselves are mentally ill.
Well, what was it? Was it Eric? Was Eric the one who had the girlfriend and he wanted to propose and they said, like, no, she's from the wrong type of family?
That was Lyle.
Oh, sorry. So Lyle. And then it's Halloween and Lyle and the girlfriend are there, like, handing out candy. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah. No,
so,
that was
king size Snickers.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
That was absolutely nuts.
It's crazy.
All right. We should probably get to Florida, not like the rest of us, if we could.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Well, a guy was killed over a dispute over a jukebox song at a Mexican restaurant in Florida.
Killed?
Killed.
What was the song?
What?
Good point. There is a witness that we will hear from.
Okay.
But the man who did the shooting has not been found.
Okay.
Jesus.
We can hear from a witness speaking to WSVN.
One of them played a song and the Rocola, and, you know, the machine Rocola, and the other guy kind of was pissed off and saw the guy and say, hey, you know, you're not Mexican, you're not real Mexican because you're playing that music, you know. Pulled his weapon and started shooting the, you know, to the other guy.
Oh,
so it was a Mexican song.
Well, yeah. it wasn't, though. That's the problem.
No, I know. But
Or did he play? He played a Mexican song and he wasn't Mexican?
That's what it sounded like.
So the guy, the guy, like, played the Macarena or something. It was a major issue.
I think the song wasn't Mexican enough. Like, I think it was kind of disrespectful, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Should have played Tequila.
That might have been the one that he played.
I would think maybe something by, like, Los Lobos.
Yes.
Right?
Great band. Great band.
That would be like, you know, this is.
What about Despacito?
Oh, yeah, Despacito. The Bieber version.
Yeah, but you can't play the Justin Bieber version because you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Bieber's in right now, though.
Can I just give a warning to end the news?
Yes.
Because this is a follow-up from yesterday.
Yes.
Or 2 days ago. We talked about the Joro spiders, the flying Joro spiders.
Yes.
Have been spotted in Boston.
They've arrived?
Yep, they have arrived.
Oh, my God.
That didn't take long.
Where are they?
It was discovered. One was discovered by the State House on Mount Vernon Street. And reminder, we said it the other day, but they seem to be harmless. They feed on stink bugs, moths, beetles, mosquitoes, flies.
But they are giant flying spiders.
Correct. Yeah. And they're like neon.
Just to be clear, we have now witnessed the arrival of giant flying spiders.
The size of your palm.
Yeah, the size of your palm.
Yes.
That's a big ass spider.
No, thank you.
No way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can we please find some pesticide?
No, thank you.
Very spooky.
Yeah. All right. And so at least one here.
At least one.
Did somebody get like a giant fly swatter and like or a giant shoe and like step on them?
Well, I wonder. Like, did the person who spotted it kill?
I hope so.
I'm just shocked there was anybody at the State House.
All right. We're at Foxwoods. We're at Alta Strada, the great Michael Schlau restaurant. And we are here for the Echo Store Invitational.
Do you want to ask Craig?
Yeah, you guys can applaud. What the heck? Thank you.
Do you want to ask Craig Breslow about the flying Joro spider?
Yes, we can. Yes. Well, so we're going to get to the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow. And then after that, we'll be joined here at Echo Store by Jake Knapp, who was on the PGA Tour. So that is all coming up on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.